The Clive Circus, now Clive Palmer Circus continues. Mr. Palmer has appeared this week before a federal court public examination into the collapse of Queensland Nickel. Queensland Nickel, as you know, was placed into administration in January, owing $300 million. Almost 800 workers lost their jobs. Taxpayers footed a $65 million redundancy bill. The administrator, FTI Consulting, has suggested Palmer siphoned $224 million from the company, secretly acted as a company shadow director, and that the company may have traded while insolvent. Now, if those trading while insolvent and shadow director allegations can be established, Mr. Palmer could be held personally liable for Queensland Nickel's collapse and perhaps even jailed. Yesterday, the federal court heard that Mr. Palmer had sent a text message to Queensland Nickel's manager, Ian Ferguson, instructing Ferguson to draw up a list of Queensland Nickel workers and their redundancy entitlements a month before 237 workers were sacked. Mr. Palmer denied giving that instruction. When then confronted with the text message, he claimed someone else may have sent a message from his phone. The federal courts heard plenty of evidence suggesting Mr. Palmer exercised tight control over Queensland Nickel. Does this make him a shadow director? He says not. He says instructions he handed out to the company were given in his capacity as chairman of the Queensland Nickel Joint Venture Owners Committee only. Now, the case, apart from anything else, along with just about everything else involving Clive Palmer, speaks volumes about the inadequacy of Australian corporate law.